Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the next installment of Digital Llama Radio!
That's right, we're here again a couple months later after the release of The Formula.
Woo!
That's right, we've recovered and we've managed to be able to do a show. So, with me today, let's go ahead and introduce the team, as the Digital Llama team is slightly different today than from the Digital Llama team that you're used to seeing. Many people would say, we've replaced the Digital Llama team with Folger's Crystals. Let's see if they can tell the difference. To my left, Mr. Chris Hannell.
No, I'm the Folger's Crystals.
You're
sorry.
You're the Folger's Crystals.
You've lost.
Okay. Well, what are you going to do? to my left, Mr. Christopher Hannell.
Hello, everybody. How's it going?
Continuing on in the circle is my lovely wife, Rebecca.
Hi, guys.
Continuing on is our resident bartender, Mr. Wasta.
It was my tent. I procured.
Not again!
Tent.
I've dealt with this story now a dozen times. If you want to hear the tent story, go listen to Digital Llama Radio number 8, okay? Leave me alone.
And so finally, myself,
hey,
Abraham
Paterka. That tent story got me here, man. I'm actually with you guys because people went, the tent guy's pretty cool. Bring him on.
So, the two veterans of Digital Llama Radio, Chris Hannell and Paterka, are here with you, and we've got our two newbies that will be replacing Justin and Steve.
Newbies, man. Becca's a veteran.
Well, Becca's a one-show veteran.
Two shows already?
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
That gets her enough star player points, I think,
well, there
to
you
be
go.
On
yep.
the...
Okay. So it's just Wasta. So we pick on the new guy.
Yeah, okay. So the role player obviously doesn't have enough points to
become an actual player.
No. You haven't moved up to level 2 yet.
So what are we discussing today?
Well, we had this film come out. I don't know. You might have heard about it, Abe, but you were in it, actually. Yeah, it was called The Formula.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have to talk about that piece?
Jeez, that was the most pathetic movie I've ever seen in my life.
Yes, I
I tell you, I don't know who that guy doing the fight choreography thought he was, but
the lead actor.
Oh, and the fact that all the lines were stole from like High Fidelity or Jaws.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a ripoff, man.
Yeah, I tell you.
Wow.
I was sorely disappointed in that film.
Hot chick though.
I was going to say that. That chick was no Niobe Dean.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't go that far.
I've seen better sword fighting in a Highlander movie.
Oh, ouch.
I swear, though, that chick in The Formula, I hit her so hard that she'd call your name, Abe.
Woohoo! All right.
You're evil.
So, do we have any letters today?
Yes, we have plenty of letters, and I must add.
We've got letters.
We've got sacks and sacks of letters. Letters!
I thought we were coming up with a new song.
We haven't yet.
No.
We are so late.
Every single time we say that we're going to, we sing it anyway. So I figure
that... I think
that
we should just leave it alone.
Yeah, we should just leave it.
Unless, of course, someone would like to come up with a new Letters theme song for us, you can certainly send those suggestions to tomservo@hotmail.com.
Letters. We've got tons and tons of letters to... I just reset the lyrics. Anyways.
Dear sir and sirs. Okay, I might as well include the lady as well.
This comes from a guy that
She should be on the top of your letter.
Okay. I may not be called a complete Star Wars addict, nor may I be called a Star Warrior, but I do know this, I'm a writer, and as such, I must congratulate you. I just finished watching The Formula, and I was highly impressed. You have done what no other fan film has. You have done what many, many professional, multi-billion dollar films have the proclivity to fail in, sadly even Lucas's Episode 1. You have created people. You have created real people with real lives and real struggles. And you have given a fan film a point. I love the scene with the remote control comlink. It was absolutely brilliant. In many ways, the entire screenplay was about that, about the difference between using gimmicks and gadgets that simply look real to create reality versus creating real people. I have seen so many fan films fail at creating people. You guys did a wonderful job at it. You made me proud to be called a Star Wars fan. Sincerely, from under the sunny sky of Southern California,
Rick
Peter Wallace.
What was the gentleman's name?
Peter Wallace.
Thank you, Peter.
Sincerely, Rick McCallum.
Yeah. No letters from anyone of that high regard.
We didn't get any. Lucas didn't write us?
No, the flanneled one has stayed silent.
Digital Llama.
Lucas, watch!
Jeremy Irons. You may know me from Dungeons and Dragons. Thank you for making a better film than mine. Should you ever require a Sith Lord, I would be more than willing to assist you.
I will kill him!
I will not look like a whale in that outfit.
That's right.
Yeah, but we got a lot...
Should you need me to get in touch with Anthony Hopkins?
Sir Anthony Hopkins?
Yes.
Anyway, thank you for
Can
the
you
letter.
See that? Can you see that on TheForce.net?
What?
Coming soon. The Formula
Jeremy
2.
Jeremy Irons.
Jeremy
Anthony Hopkins.
The Formula
Gabriel 2. Byrne. The Formula
Christopher
2.
Walken. So you're making this film then.
And I'd like
film.
To be
like
in
to be
your
in
sequel.
In your movie. I can do that, you know, Jedi thing.
Yeah.
Probably pay me more than the Prophecy 3.
So what would
fast
the
ship
two
you've never heard of the Millennium Falcon.
She's fast enough for you.
Ooh, old man. That sucked. I'm sorry.
So
what would
the
it
Formula
be called?
Two, no, I was like, what would it be about? The fact that
you know what? Here's what I would thinking.
Call it the Formula 2. This time it's a prequel.
No, what I would do. What I would do is I would make it be of the period between finishing production and between the release. I'd make it of the editing phase.
So we can find out what happened to the Trekkies?
Trekkies? Yeah, we can find out what happened to the Trekkies. Or also,
we're basically going
to
do 35 minutes
California
of watching Steve restraining himself from killing you in the editing room.
And
yeah.
lots
35
lots of
minutes of,
McDonald's.
Okay, so this is what I want the shot to look like, and I think it should be really like this, and Steve and I going, whatever, Chris. Edit, edit, edit.
Cut, cut, cut.
You never get tired of telling people
no.
that,
do
no,
you? I don't. It's really funny.
Well, let's cut to the chase on exactly how editing worked in this movie. Abe and Chris and Steve would all get together, and they would sit down, and Chris would start talking about what he wanted it to look like, and then his pocket would ring. And...
And he
Chris
would then
would
go off.
Would have to leave and go out into the hallway and be the
at
mover
which point
and shaker.
Steve and
is.
I would then edit the film.
That is.
And he would come back and go, "Oh my God, that's exactly what I wanted.
That's
so cool."
And we're like, really, "See, that's because we know you."
Which
man.
Is really funny because what Steve had underneath the desk, and I was told about this, was actually a button, and it had everything from mom to Wasta listed on the button panel. And when you started talking, he just press a button, and that person would know to call you at that moment
right.
in time.
Either that or our other thing was music. We're like, man, I just don't know what music we'll do for this. And Chris would go, and he would pull out this thing with like 150 CDs and run off into the music studio and be like, score. Okay, so anyway, this scene.
Chris is really good at finding music.
I'm taking my mixer board and going home.
You are at home.
You are at home.
We're
I'm taking my mixer
basement,
board and
remember?
Going somewhere else.
Okay,
anyway,
fine.
What
you weren't even there for half of editing. Yeah. You were there for the fight scenes.
That's right. That was my job. That's what I got paid for.
Yes. He got paid for, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. Yeah. I am the only paid member of the Digital Llama.
See, the other thing
Formula staff. But that's for insurance reasons I have to.
Here's half the letters we got were the Formula rocked, and then the other half were like this. I've been attempting to download the Formula movie. However, it doesn't seem to work. Is there any way to get the movie in a non-streaming format to download?
Now,
thank you.
Are we allowed to tell people why?
Yes. Well, I can't tell. I don't know why. What I do know.
Because we're too popular.
It does seem that there's been some kind of, like, cap put on all the fan films, and the download server's just been really slow, and no one can download it. Now, thankfully, Jeff Yankee, the saint that he is, has started up a couple new servers, but our file is just way too big, and until we get the high-res version up that's slightly smaller and in three parts, we're not going to be...
How is that doing, by the way?
We're supposed to be getting... this is an update for everybody. We're supposed to be getting a high-res version out. It'll be three parts. It'll be better quality, but a smaller resolution. Right now, we're waiting for another mini-DV copy from MCOM. Wayne Weicker, Steve's boss, is going to be getting us a copy of that. And as soon as we get that, we're going to be sending that down to John Hudgens, who has a new credit sequence made up for us, and he will be compressing it for us.
New credit?
What? New credit sequence. It doesn't look so shabby.
Oh.
Yeah, he
kind of like their credit sequence. Well, the only thing we didn't like is that Steve's name was spelled wrong.
Well, that's fixed, too.
Getting fixed.
Good. Yeah, that's fixed, too. And it also has fanfilmeffects.com listed.
Now, with our new credits, are they going to be, like, Lucasized? Like, they're going to be all
no.
special effects, but no.
Well, they're going to be special effects, but...
They'll be fabulous-looking letters. What do they have? They don't say anything.
They're all in pig
directly
Latin.
Directly into your mind. So first
right.
we get the high-res version, then we get the khakis.
Then
we
get
the
women.
Khakis? I have khakis. I have way too many pairs of khakis.
So
it's
that's
my
coming
job.
Soon.
Yes, that's coming soon. High-res version coming soon. And then...
And then after that, hopefully, commentary and
yes.
DVDs. And of course, this all depends on if you people are still interested in seeing this. I mean, if people are now tired of the formula, then...
Well, if anything has been proven by Broken Allegiance, it's that you can come out with a lot of extras and everyone will stay interested.
Yeah, that's true.
They've got about five...
Can we come out with an actor documentary?
Yeah, I think we can. I think we can do that.
We could do a fight choreography
Chris?
One. We yeah. definitely have to
you
do
can,
the music
you can
one.
Have... A whole thing with Broken Allegiance of Niobe Dean going through the supermarket getting her food,
yeah,
and I'll
exactly.
watch it.
Hey,
as long as it's from a backward.
Well, we know Chris will be
watching it.
I
okay,
do.
So next yeah. letter.
Next, well, I just basically half
That's
the letters.
It.
Half the letters were we loved your movie, and the other half of the letters were we
can't
download your movie.
Well, then let's read some more of those. I love your movie.
Oh. Yes,
folks, you can never say enough good things about my husband. Woo-hoo! My husband,
That's
his
right.
ego. in his opinion, can never get big enough.
I got one email that ended with "Have a Spadoinkle Day," and that's all I need to say.
Yes!
The sky is blue and all the leaves are green.
Stop.
My heart's as full as a baked potato.
Good God, get me.
Now we owe him money.
Yeah.
Right.
Trey Parker and Matt Stone are
going
to come.
Yeah, I tell you what, if Trey Parker and Matt Stone want money, they could come here and get it from me.
I just would be impressed if they're listening to the show.
Yeah.
I'm just going to like mention this one and be done because I don't want to pat myself on the back for 45 minutes because that would be boring.
But that would be boring.
It would be boring. Dude, I loved it. Loved it so much. I mean, I just finished watching it and I'm already emailing you. In fact, you're the only fan filmmaker I've ever written to. That movie was awesome. Awesome spelled incorrectly. I'm doing a fan film myself. Mine is still in the very early stages. Very, all in caps. Yours helps to inspire me even more, which is kind of part of the point. Mine doesn't have park sabers or anything like in yours, nor does it include such a great looking communicator.
That would
remote
be the
control,
remote.
Right.
But I really don't care that much. I just want to have fun, as you put it, and want to make others awe at my new skills. Oh. I want to study film as well, but that will have to wait. Recent events in my life are holding me back, but that doesn't mean I'm quitting. Just like this film. It's really making me spend a lot of money on props and costume stuff, but in the end, it won't make me quit from reaching my different goals. Yes, my fist is in the air. So I guess that's the formula, huh? To keep it real and have fun. Thanks for doing this movie, man. So, that was cool.
All right.
That came from a guy in Panama.
We have one more letter.
Uh-oh.
Came.
What?
Dear Chris, my name is Timothy, and I am an orphan. I watched your movie, and it's given me new inspiration into life. I'm going to grow up to be just like you. Sincerely, Little Timmy.
BAM! Little Timmy wants to be geeky.
We're gonna need another Timmy.
In his parents' basement.
Okay.
Hey, so did we ever get a letter from that guy that wrote us a long, long time ago that basically wanted to use us as advertising for his phenomenal fan film? You remember that guy? That wrote us, and he was like, I just wanted to see if you could take a moment and mention on Digital Llama Radio that I am going to be releasing the most incredible fan film to date. It is beyond anything that's ever been done on the force. Remember that one?
We never heard back from that guy.
We
I wonder why.
Never, but I can't imagine why.
He probably heard our radio show and said, well, screw you all. He's going into his little hole, and 3 years later, and he turned out to be David Fincher.
And his name was Rick McCallum.
I made this great fan film. It's called Attack of the Clones.
Okay, so what's next on the agenda?
Okay, what's next on the agenda? Well, the episode two. Yeah. Oh,
Nemesis.
I think we should at least mention it. It's not Star Wars,
Nemesis.
But
so yeah.
It's Josh Cream.
I'm going to tell you the spoilers if you keep shutting, because I have a reliable source that's got me all the plot points.
Are you kidding? I read the Spider-Man script 3 months before I went and saw it, and I still went and saw that.
Well, I can't say it on the radio show. I would be burned at the stake.
Didn't you watch episode two before we went to see episode two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, I'm not allowed to say who, but a friend of Paramount had me pretty much most of the. Most of the
okay.
plot points.
So
why don't
you
friend of Paramount
is there
get
like a ship
from us? Why are they always giving scripts to you?
What?
They need to start taking scripts.
So in this
from
new
us.
Star Trek movie, is there like a ship?
Yeah, it's like called the Enterprise.
Wow. Do they have like phasers?
You know, the deadpan really needs to stop with us. We've been doing deadpan for how long now? This is getting boring.
Well, then let's say something
anyway, Nemesis rocked my world. I don't usually like Star Trek movies. Movies are not the reason to do Star Trek.
I thought you were a Trekkie.
I have always stated, Star Wars has it for movies over Star Trek movies. I've always stated that because I've always been a next generation person. It's meant for TV.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're talking about Star Wars specials, Star Trek kicks the hell out of Star Wars.
Hey, the holiday special held its own, man.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it was that for 2 hours.
Hey, first appearance of Boba Fett ever.
Okay, well,
great.
You know, whatever.
But anyway, the point is,
Nemesis.
The point is, it looks badass.
Yeah,
and
the trailer.
You can
is
definitely
good.
See the trailer. I have no way to describe it, but it looks really cool.
It's very
and it's
green.
Definitely, it's definitely going by the every other movie theory.
Every other movie theory.
Every
yeah.
Other every other
movie
Star Trek movie sucks.
It's
this
the odd numbers.
Falling on the good number.
It's the even number.
Yeah.
It's 10.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yep.
Insurrection was 9.
Yeah.
Wrath of Khan was 2, wasn't that?
Wrath of Khan was 2.
Yep.
Oh my God, I'm going to prove that I know all these. Star Trek 3 is The Search for Spock. Star Trek 4 is The Voyage Home. Star Trek 5 is The Final Frontier, which sucked.
Yeah.
6 was Undiscovered Country.
Yeah, which kicked butt. 7 was Generations. 8
was
First Contact. 9 was Insurrection.
Insurrection was cool.
Insurrection was very cool.
God, we're up to 10.
Yeah.
I know, isn't that scary?
That's frightening.
And Chris,
wow.
Name them all. Now
yeah.
You are a geek.
So that's even more frightening.
So my only comment about Nemesis, the trailer was very cool, and I will go
see it.
It
looked like Jean-Luc Picard was getting some.
Exactly. I love how you're my husband, and we think of the same thing. Who was Jean-Luc doing?
I think
that
was Crusher.
You got to ask.
I think it was Crusher.
Though.
I couldn't tell.
Since Generations, he's always said that he is the last Picard his name has to carry on. Mm-hmm. So they're probably fixing that since this is the last Star Trek movie they're going to do with the cast of the Next Generation.
Someone was saying, though, that Jean-Luc Picard was, or Patrick Stewart, in an interview, and he said that if he would have known the time commitment to play this character
he
for as long as
he
never would have done it. Which disappoints me. I mean,
he said that the only... I saw a different interview, and he was talking about the time commitment when you play different characters. He said the only character that is actually worth all of his commitment was Professor X. He actually absolutely loves playing Professor X, loves working with Ian McCallum, all of that.
Well, I'd love working with Ian McCallum.
By the way,
God.
Gambit
needs to be
Nightcrawler, baby, in the next
movie. Who's playing Gambit?
I am invincible!
Bamf!
Yeah,
for those of you that don't know, Boris from GoldenEye is playing
Nightcrawler,
and I just, as soon as I heard it, I was like, really? I am invincible! Bamf!
Okay, I being, you know, an X-Men
Nightcrawler
fan
girl.
The Nightcrawler
girl.
Since I was a kid,
yeah, Nightcrawler's her favorite.
Nightcrawler. Oh my gosh, I cannot wait to see Alan.
So we're doing something. We're doing something different at the Paterka household this Halloween.
You've got your feet on.
I am sorry. We're doing this different thing at the Halloween party this year, and we're all dressing up as our favorite X-Men because I wore, you know, everyone. We've done the Jedi and Sith thing.
Well, last year you boys went as
Jay
and
Silent Bob.
And you suck as Jay. Hello, you don't cuss enough.
So all the attractive women out there, I was. Will be going as Gambit.
I think we're gonna have like three Gambits.
Gambit needs a little patiche, so write to ravenous83@hotmail.com.
I'm sorry, are you not getting enough working at a bar? Is that what it is? You're not meeting enough women.
I have yet to meet a woman that will get in a skin tight vinyl outfit with a streak of white hair.
Two girlfriends ago would have.
That's true.
All right, so now that I've killed that conversation,
no, one girlfriend ago would have. Last one. Whatever.
Okay, either way.
I can't believe we're having this discussion on the radio show. Anyways,
so anyway,
you're going as Becca. What are you going as?
Well, we haven't really made a decision. My favorite female character of all is
Kitty
Pryde. I tried
to get her to go as Mystique, but she wouldn't go as Mystique.
Like you could afford the latex scales.
Latex is cheap, man.
You could make all those scales?
Heck yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Hey. Wife. Talking.
Abraham wants me to go as Mystique, but to be honest, right now, with my hair the way it is currently cut, I'm really thinking the White Queen.
Nice.
Ooh.
You mean the diamond? Oh, wait,
no.
White
no,
Queen.
No, no, that's Emma Frost.
Trust
Emma
me.
Emma Frost.
You'll be very happy, Abe. Yeah. You'll be very happy with that outfit.
White Queen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So,
time.
So Abe here is going as Wolverine.
It's basically
look,
a woman
I know
in a
Wolverine.
White bustier.
That's all I know. Hey, bub.
I know. You're
that's
boring.
All I know.
Oh hey, my God, you are so boring.
Hey, bub.
There's a
I'm
whole
gonna have the hair and the
really
whole nine yards too,
and
my buddy's gonna build me claws.
Meanwhile,
I'm actually gonna have aluminum claws built into gloves.
I figured out how to get
Chris
a
Hamill is going
so
to come as multiple man.
No, I am not.
Yeah, you are multiple man.
I am not coming in that stupid costume.
Hey, we could shave your head, and you could come as Professor X.
We just dye his hair blonde, get it spiked a little bit, and he can be Bobby Drake.
But I wanted to. I don't want
multiple man.
You can't get a wheelhouse or a wheelchair in my house though.
Yeah. Okay, tell you what. People send in your recommendations.
Oh, there you go.
Not
wheelchair
accessible.
Yes, we need what X-Men character should I go as? Chris Hanel.
If you need to see what Chris looks like, go to the Digital Llama Radio website. I'm assuming we still have photos on
yes, we still have photos on the website.
Some of us do.
Go back to when they were fighting the Legacy virus in X-Men and look at pictures
of
Jamie Maddox.
Okay, look, you just became part of the whole...
Multiple man.
No. I've had Player's Guide for months now, and people on Chris's webcam thought I was Steve.
Dude, that's pretty cool, though.
That's pretty
Steve's
cool.
Hot.
Oh, by the way, for the people that did do the webcam night that all the llamas were here, to respond, I don't remember who it was, but I did cut my hair.
Yes.
And thank you, Josh.
There you have it. Okay, what's the next subject?
Just next subject. You guys are just, you just want to plow through all this, huh?
Well, you know, I don't want it to die and fall apart.
It's a holiday here, and I got a party to
yeah,
go to.
It's July 4th today, man.
Yeah.
I've got to go to the bar and serve up red, white, and blue Jello shots.
And you know what? I'll be there for you,
everybody,
man.
Let's take a brief moment.
Grill,
Happy Independence Day.
First Woo!
Good
in Iowa.
Good and job. To think we did a show like a week after September 11th.
Yeah, now it's Independence Day.
Wow.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, we're kicking your ass.
Today, we
celebrate our Independence Day!
Thank you, Bill Pullman.
Yes.
Fortunately, all alien spacecraft are Macintosh.
And then he went and did Mr. Wrong.
Which was a better movie, if memory serves.
Ooh.
Release me!
Another Brent Spiner movie.
Okay, next.
What else do you want to guys talk about? We've got a lot to talk about, actually. We got Essence of the Force. Essence of the Force.
Essence of the Force. I thought we were going to talk about our movie.
We did.
Oh, we did? Okay. Our movie was just phenomenal.
What, is there anything else that you want to talk about?
That girl couldn't act?
Would you be?
I disagree.
You know,
need
we
to stop.
Went over this
you
on
need
the
to stop.
No,
it's okay. She had a sweet butt.
I knew it.
That's all that really matters in a movie.
Yeah, like anybody looks at
nice
my
boobs
butt.
Too.
Anyway, I guess not.
I mean, are you happy with how it turned out overall?
I'm very happy with our movie. Obviously, I mean, now that I'm in like my 14th time of watching it, there's things I would have changed.
14,000?
Well, whatever.
Hello?
I don't keep track.
Abe has watched it, just to note everyone, Abe has watched it more than anyone else.
Oh,
Abe has
God.
Seen the movie more times. Yes, even more than you, Gregory Harbin.
I've shown it to more people.
You've shown it to more people. Yeah. But Abe has sat down, even when he's at home by himself, he'll just turn it on and paint.
Turn it on and paint, and then when it finishes, he rewinds and plays it again. He'll sit there for 3 hours in one day, watch the movie 3 times.
It's a good movie.
Obsessive.
It's well done.
I will only watch it now if I'm introducing it to someone else. I won't watch it on my own. Yeah. I can't do it. I mean,
are there things we would have changed? Of course.
Well, yeah.
But every fan film's like that.
Like half my
and
outfit.
I've learned enough during the editing phase. I learned enough about what I would have done differently during shooting.
Yeah. That would have made shooting much easier.
Storyboarding was.
Storyboarding rule.
Well, just the setups and I think I would have liked to have actually took the time to set up more moving camera shots and stuff and had all planned out to make it look a bit slicker.
Yeah,
but I mean, that's stuff that we just didn't have the experience for.
And we had no money either.
We had no, well, you don't need more money to do that.
We were using trash bags.
Yeah.
You know, we could have made that movie for half the money we spent on it, if you really think about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but then I wouldn't have gotten paid.
No, we didn't have to buy the park sabers, really.
No, because we didn't really need to buy the park sabers because nobody noticed. And you were all freaking out on me, too. You were like, dude, they're going to be so pissed off when we're switching between park sabers and plastic ones.
And I was
like,
wrong.
Okay.
I was wrong.
You got huge 3.5 foot long, big, shiny red and blue things swinging around the screen. Nobody's going to care.
And you know you've seen too many fan films when you know the RGB values of all this.
You know what?
I digress.
And I was right. And you were wrong. And I was right. Right?
Yes.
I was right. Thank you.
You were right.
I was right.
You got to remember, there's two
reasons. Formula. Abe was right.
There are two reasons why we spent that much money, why it's too much. One, because no one noticed. And two, I went out and bought two park sabers, and then you bought one, and then Justin bought, like, four, which was more than enough for us to be able to make the film. Therefore, I didn't have to buy those two echelons.
Yeah, but you wanted to.
I wanted to really badly.
But you were Jones vibe.
I wish someone would have smacked me in the back of that. I love park sabers. Do not get me wrong. I love.
They're just really bored.
What?
They're still having this conversation. Nothing. We're arguing over whose hair he had in Charlie's Angels.
I am so right on that.
What?
Well, okay. We better move on from here.
Okay, hold on. What's the debate going on?
You do not want to go here, man. You do not want to go.
If anyone has a question on this, write to Ravnos83 at Hotmail.com.
You do not want to go here.
I'm right.
You do not.
I am not wrong.
You do not
want to
walk here. You want to turn around the alleyway and you want to walk away.
What?
I'm right.
I'm telling you.
Have I ever been wrong?
Walk away.
There
walk
we go.
Walk away right
Chris
now.
Chris says I'm right. And
I just want to know whose hair.
Know.
Just walk away.
Whose hair?
Walk away. Trust me. No,
Chris, well, that's the question. Chris, whose hair is it?
Chris, walk away.
Walk away.
Okay.
Trust me.
After the show's recorded,
Essence
you guys
force.
Better have answers.
Okay. Look at
on
that. Essence
way,
of the
way,
Force.
On our way to see Men in Black 2, I will,
okay.
I will tell
suffice
you the
suffice it to
okay.
say this, folks. I can't be in the room when we discuss this situation because I get a little irritated.
Okay.
Essence of the Force.
Now, Essence of the Force, I have to admit, made me a bit upset when I first saw it.
Because you wanted to have enough money
to make.
To
well,
it, yeah.
Yes, part of it was they jealousy, but part of it was also I'm like, this is like a demo reel. This isn't a fan film, and I actually kind of upset because I'm like, this didn't have to be a Star Wars movie. This could have been just any action movie and put a Mountain Dew joke at the end, you know?
And the Mountain Dew joke, though, they phoned ahead on that.
They phoned away. Well, the opening crawl kind of gave that all away.
Yeah, they totally phoned ahead. You were waiting for the Mountain Dew can.
Yeah.
You were watching, going, where are they going to put it? Where's the Mountain Dew
can? The planet name and the name of the they gave it the name of it something and it's just like
planet
wow do okay I know this is going somewhere and it's green, the essence of the Force is green. And then of course if you've ever seen Legacy of the Jedi you know that there's a joke ending coming up at the end of all it. However, I lost sight of all of it. And when I went back, I'm like, well, wait a second. You know, they did put all this time and energy and talent into this fan film, mm-hmm. and it does kick ass. I mean, the fight scenes are something that we weren't able, you know, the physicality and the punching and kicking and all that good stuff and everything. The costume was really good. The costumes of the centuries, you know, they weren't stormtroopers. They did something original. That was really cool. And the stunt of him jumping and backflipping off the building was...
Well, that was my thing, you know, when I first saw it, you know, Chris was into the, oh, this is such a disappointing, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, it's cool.
It's cool.
I'm like, you know, yeah, they phoned ahead with the do thing. Okay, you know, if I would have done it, I would not have given away the joke. I mean, you know, you want to hold on to your joke. You don't want to blow the whole thing in the beginning because then it's not as funny at the end. I mean, if we totally were sucked into the fact that this is a completely serious Star Wars film and then, boom, pulls out a Dukan, it's funny. It's just like the one, the Mentos.
Yeah, that's Legacy of the Jedi.
Legacy of the Jedi. It's a Mentos commercial. It was really funny because the whole time we're thinking, oh, total serious thing, and then, bam, Mentos commercial, which I saw a really funny Mentos commercial last night, and I have to tell you about it off the air. But that aside, it was a cool movie.
Apparently, I'm Mentos man.
It was fun. The fighting was awesome. It was really, I loved all the physicality. It really, you know, pushed, it started to go even further than what we did in ours, which was really, you know, a massive amount of physicality and not as much sword fighting.
But though, I will say, though, I was kind of disappointed in the rotoscoping.
Yeah, the rotoscoping, I was, because they looked like transparent.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe that was intentional. Maybe you were doing like a theme and, look, I'm not even plugged in.
No, that's
kidding.
A different microphone. I can hear you through the headphones. It's okay.
You know, but the lightsabers looked like they were transparent.
Yeah.
Like they weren't there. And I was like, well, that was kind of weird. But, I mean, the fighting was cool. I loved all this backflipping and up and down. Oh, the actors were great and the shots looked fabulous.
And to tell you the truth, I'm really glad I got over it as quickly as I didn't realize this is a cool film and whatever.
It was fun.
Because,
I liked
because
it.
the next day of our viewing, Pat Kirby, the director, sent me a letter saying he liked the formula.
Yeah.
So
I
I'm
mean,
like,
I
whoa,
liked
okay.
it. It was cute. It was fun. And I all I would say to him, Pat is his name?
Pat Kirby.
Pat, you know, because that's right. He was online making comments in our formula thread, and I'm like, Pat, the only thing I would have changed is don't give away your joke.
Yeah.
That's it. And make your lightsabers
And ultimately, can
not
we hold
transparent.
It against them that they had more money and talent than
90%
of
see,
us out here trying to do this?
You know, the reason they made it, it's what it is it's a demo reel for Las Vegas filmmakers. They're using it as a way to get people to come to Las Vegas to help to join the film industry.
Yeah.
And at first, I was really upset that they were, quote-unquote, using fan films for that, but one... From what I understand, they didn't even know that fan films were this big when they made that. They weren't trying to capitalize on anything that anything
thought,
had come
hey,
before.
Let's do something
yeah,
Star Wars.
Let's do something Star Wars. And two, the one thing I realized, if they want to do that, that's cool. That's awesome.
Yeah,
that
I was
using
just
going to
say, what's the big deal about it? I mean, we're hoping that the formula springs us somewhere.
Yeah, I must.
So in that sense, aren't we using
someone knock on wood somewhere?
I was like,
you know,
I'm not hoping.
So
I'm knocking on wood. There you go. But yeah, I had some burr up my ass that night, and I got it out. Yeah, so
good thing we smashed
you
around.
So Essence of the Force, thumbs up.
Yeah, thumbs up.
Okay, now other ones I've heard of, like I still haven't gotten to see Doom Raiders.
I haven't either, actually.
And I really want to see it.
I do, too.
I hear that it's cool, but, you know,
they have
someone
same...
please host it. Please.
I think it is being hosted. I just got to find a link. Someone
Somebody
send me a
send
link.
A link. Send a link.
Because
to
they got hit during the same fanfilmeffects.com shutdown.
Yeah, or, you know, just somebody send us a link, because I really want to see the movie. What else is new that's out?
What else is new that's out? We've got yet another Broken Allegiance behind-the-scenes documentary.
Woo-hoo!
With
More Broken Allegiance.
Lots of Niobe.
Yeah,
I will say.
No freaks out. It.
What? What? What, Josh?
Eight-legged
Is that finally though. Out?
Eight-legged freaks.
I don't,
dude, it's
no,
a spider,
I don't
man.
Care.
We're taking you to it.
No.
Yep, the
no,
arachnophobe is going to a spider
no,
movie.
No, I. No, and it's a bad spider movie, too. Although, I can tell you right now that if that movie and Ghost Dog Way of the Samurai was made, we can get a movie made.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. More on that as it develops. I'm not going to screw up any chance we have right now, but things are in the cooker.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, other thing.
What?
At least myself, if not other llamas, once I talk to them, we will be at Gen Con.
Yes!
I am going to Gen
Con. I am going
August
with you.
8th through the 11th.
I am going with you. I got
Milwaukee.
Work off. I got work off.
I'm going
I've
to
been
Penzic.
Talking. I've been talking.
We're going to Penzic.
Yeah, I'm
been,
going to Penzic.
I've been talking to Jason Blair, who's the guy that did the book Little Fears, which was the first.
How's he doing, by the way?
He's doing awesome.
Yeah, I cool. got to say
did
hello.
They win?
I got
we
advanced
don't
copies.
It's
I
this
got
weekend.
Advanced copies.
It's this weekend.
Cool.
Supplement, baby.
Score.
Yeah. Anyway,
did you send enough for all of us? Or?
So like,
it's a PDF.
Josh.
file.
Oh, PDF file.
But anyway,
we're going
to
be.
I was talking with him. He's looking forward to us going up there.
Cool.
I'm going to pick up some people in Minnesota, and we're going to go have a great time.
I'm going with you, my friend. We are with you.
Excellent.
You boys have fun.
I'll try to bring along as many copies of the formula as I can to hand out to people. And so yeah, come see us. I don't think we're going to.
Have a booth. We'll have like a corner.
We'll be like parasiting off of. Key 20.
We'll have. I tell you what. I will have as many.
Then we can go talk to White Wolf and go, hey. You guys should let us have some space. And they'll be like,
no.
Llama who?
Well, we'll do.
I'm sorry.
I still
don't you know that we're TSR now? We're not White Wolf anymore.
Oh,
we gave up that whole.
Hey, different guys, different radio show.
Oh, sorry. That's right.
Star Wars.
Yeah, tune into the Player's Guide for the continuation of this rant.
Yes. But anyways, I will try to have as many copies of the formula with me. I will try to have T-shirts. I'll try to have like Digital Llama Radio burned onto CDs for people. Anything that we can give you that you will be happy, we'll give it to you. Just
we will be stationed outside of the women's bathrooms so you can see all the women going in and out.
All two of them.
All three or four of them that are showing up to the show, yeah.
And I might
Don't make the mistake that Justin did of hitting on the 14-year-old.
Ooh.
That'd be bad.
And I'll try to come in costume because I'm a dork.
Anyway.
I'll come in costume.
He's married now. He doesn't do it anymore.
Should I come in costume, Josh? I think I'll come in costume.
What is
you'll be the no, actually, this is a convention. You won't be the only one anymore. You'll
be
probably be
an
the only
uber
Jedi.
Geek.
Yes.
Go right ahead.
I will enjoy my geekness. So I'll be in my Sith outfit.
Wrap yourself in a cloak of happy geekness and go forth into
the,
that brave
the one
night.
I was wearing at episode 2 when I was the only one in costume for the first day. And, of course, all the television. Yeah, listen to Digital Llama Radio number 8. You'll know my pain. Anyways.
That's right.
Whatever.
You'll know about my pain.
So our last subject, episode 2?
Yeah, let's get back. It's a month now, and last... If you remember, my first comment was, oh my god, Yoda. And my second comment now, still to this day, is, oh my god, Yoda. But the rest of the movie has kind of lost on me. I don't know. I just don't enjoy it nearly as much.
You know, a lot of... Oh, go ahead, sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, I actually had a lot of fun one day exploring the rest of the Force.net and found a wonderful link full of ladies trying to recreate Amidala's clothes.
That's the costuming
and
area.
I was really having fun over there. Now, I can't sew worth it anything. And so it was
thank
just kind
Becca,
of...
Thank you, Becca, for remembering our censors.
Thank you. It was kind of fun to read, though, and to think, oh, I could not do that. I could not do that either. But it really amazes me that there are a lot of people obsessed with that or really getting into that. But to be honest, her clothes were okay. You know, there was no one thing about episode 2 that a month later I'm going, I want to go back and see it right now. When it comes out on DVD, I'll...
Well, the guys are all going, spandex. And that's pretty much it, but, you know.
Well, I wasn't actually able. I had to leave because the girl I was with really was not feeling well when we got done with episode 2. So I wasn't able to actually say what I felt.
Okay.
And especially a month later looking back on it... let me just say for the record, and people know this if they downloaded episode or number 8, I hated episode 1. I found the only redeeming thing in episode 1 was
Watto. Yeah, we've been over this.
Now, episode 2, it was a lot better. I liked it. It did a couple things that I had problems with. The Yoda fight was cool, but you can only showboat something and set up for it so often. I mean, when you're there and it's midnight and, you know, I didn't tell you guys this. I went back alone and I watched it a second time.
Really?
I wanted to be objective. And I went without my friends. I went not to a midnight show. I went like now.
Without the crowd.
Yeah. I went about a week ago during the day before I went to work. So there was like 3 people in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it from an objective point of view. First of all, the editing job and the cutting, the way that they had the scenes lined up. No, I didn't like it.
You can't shake your head and have people hear it on the radio show.
Oh, sorry.
Rattle, rattle.
Damn. But anyway, I honestly was so lost at some points because it goes between, you know, Obi-Wan straight to Anakin, who just I have the feeling that there was a lot that was cut out that I didn't see.
There's a list of deleted scenes on the Force.net I'll have to show you.
Okay, because... Honestly, they better have had a resolution between, you know, I killed them. I killed them all. Not just the men, but the children, too. And let's get married. Other things I didn't understand.
Amidala, we can't have this love, so we will go to the most romantic place I have ever seen in my life.
And I will wear the most alluring clothing that will make you want me every second of the day, but we can't have this. Now, my wife
Lucas,
tells me
it's called
that
realism.
Is...
You didn't need it in Howard the Duck, but you needed it here.
My wife tells me that this is actually typical female behavior. So
I can assure you it's typical female behavior.
I don't want you. Oh, don't I have lovely cleavage?
Shut
I don't
up.
Want you.
Shut
you
up.
Than I am.
I don't want to hear
oh,
about
Chris,
it.
Anyway. I don't want you, but here, would you carry this heavy thing for me?
Hey, Wasta, I love you, but we can't date. Anyway, no, going into, and then there was the Yoda fight, which is cool, and I mean, there are certain situations that the whole build-up works. The Matrix did it extremely well.
Oh, God. Don't get me started on the Matrix.
I know. But I'm just saying, the Matrix did it extremely well. Like, you know, the fight scene that we actually parody in the formula.
The Matrix gets
but
better and
looking
better.
At when Yoda walks in and he does the little kung fu pose and, you know, and he
Force pulls his saber off his belt, yeah, man.
Pulls it up. That's cool the first time. Honestly, it's cool the first time. But when you're watching it, over and over, you're like, God, just start the lightsaber fight. Because that's what you're there for. You're there to see Yoda have a lightsaber.
And it's so short. I never realized how short it was. And
well, that's because you can only CGI something with an old man that can't really even wave a lightsaber
well,
around for
the,
too long.
The majority of the lightsaber fight between Yoda and Dooku, he's not there. That's all CGI'd.
Yeah.
That's both people are
really?
CGI'd. My biggest...
I didn't know
that,
actually.
Here's my two biggest beefs with the movie. I enjoyed Episode 2. It was much better than Episode 1. My main problem is still...
the acting?
It's about the flashy backgrounds and all the CGI. Yeah. It's not about the characters.
No, it's not.
By God, will you start focusing on the characters? Part of it's the dialogue.
Yeah.
Because no matter how good of an actor you are, it is really hard to deliver. Like, Amidala is a perfect example. Okay? I've seen... Portman's work.
Natalie.
I've seen her. She's a fabulous actress. I've seen her in that movie, the most recent one, the one with her and Susan Sarandon.
We're the
Hardest.
No.
Isn't it? Well, it's the one where it's mother and daughter.
Yeah, that one.
Okay. Portman's a fabulous...
No, that's Jennifer Love Hewitt.
This was a
And Sigourney Weaver.
But I haven't seen either one.
Portman is a fabulous actor. But if you are writing... it drives me nuts. What made Han Solo such a successful character?
Dialogue is
in the first movie. He's a real guy.
Yeah.
He talks like a normal guy. He acts like a normal guy. He reacts like a normal guy. A majority of that is dialogue. Some of it is just that Harrison Ford is a phenomenal actor. But a lot of it had to do with dialogue. You wrote dialogue for a normal person.
Well,
the only way a movie survives... that's a fantasy or a superhero movie, I've said it time and time and again, is you ground the audience in realism.
I'm going to be really blunt here about our god, George Lucas. Episodes 4, 5, and 6, he had help on the screenplays of all three, and he didn't even direct the second two.
Yeah.
Okay, now looking at this one, he's written and directed both Episode 1 and Episode 2. He had some help on the Episode 2 screenplay. From what I can tell, not much.
Yeah.
Really showing from the Hayden Christensen, Natalie Portman scenes.
Yeah.
My feeling is this, if episode 3 has to be the best Star Wars film
ever
of all of them, or it's not going to succeed at its job.
Yeah,
it
it's
can't
gotta
do
be
it.
The best.
Now, if George Lucas writes this on his own and he directs episode 3, it will not succeed. It will go down.
It's harsh to say, but at this point, George, get somebody's help.
Oh, yeah,
let somebody else take the reins. You know, it's always yours.
As
it's always going to be
yours.
No, but seriously, it's always going to be yours. But Luke, you haven't done
fever
this in like forever.
Llama boys must die.
No. Let somebody else do it.
Spielberg.
Hand it off.
Spielberg is begging to do episode 3, and Lucas told him no.
You know, just have somebody help you with the dialogue because it seems so unnatural and so. I mean, all of Portman's lines are just. None of them are natural.
I truly, deeply.
They just, it's just, it can't sell. It's not selling. And as a result, what's happening is that we feel like all the characters are stiff, so we're not identifying with any of them. And that's what worked in the first three Star Wars, is that we all identified with them because it was about the characters. And the dialogue was written
for those people.
Episode 2 succeeded at the job that it was meant to do. It was meant for us to walk out that first night and go, God, it was so cool and all this.
Yeah.
It was not meant for a month later for anybody to be talking about it.
Yeah.
Which is why, you know, we're sitting here now and going, okay.
So we're going to go see Men in Black 2.
Yeah, the Flash and everything. Well, and that's probably going to do the same thing from what I understand. But anyway. Yeah.
Well,
Flash,
I don't know, but see what, you know, Men
Flash,
in Black
the
1.
The special effects, the Yoda fight, all of that has worn off on us now.
Yeah.
And so we're almost jaded.
But you know what? Men in Black 1, I still love watching Men in Black 1.
Yeah.
And you know why? Because those two main actors, the whole movie ultimately, when you strip away, yes, it's got special effects, yes, it's got flashy stuff, but ultimately you could take away all of that and you would still have those two phenomenal characters who can interact with each other so well.
Well, considering we have 20 minutes to get to the movie, we should probably cut the
show.
My only other comment about episode 2 is I spent the entire next week explaining to my coworkers what the plot was. They all went and saw it.
They couldn't follow it.
They could not follow the plot. Who got the clone army? Who did this? Who was that he was fighting?
Yeah.
Who was this? I got cornered the entire next week by people not understanding.
By the end of the movie, I had no clue who Dooku was. After the second time, I'm like, why are you fighting this guy at the end?
Yeah.
Who the hell is he?
Yeah.
He leads the Separatists.
And there's my last thing. I love Christopher Lee. Fabulous guy. I got to tell you, I felt so cheated on the lightsaber fight. Mm-hmm. I felt so... That was my... I mean, I knew Yoda was going to fight, and I knew they were going to CGI the whole thing, so it didn't matter. It'd be cool no matter what, because they were going to CGI it. But I got to tell you, as a fight choreographer, I felt cheated. I royally felt cheated. I mean, there were parts of episode one...
The faces
they had, you know, in episode one, I was not thrilled with all of the fighting, but, I mean... There was nothing cooler than that moment, you know,
Obi-Wan
Qui-Gon
involved.
Dies and Obi-Wan freaks out, leaps into the dark side, and just whomps on
Sith Boy.
On Sith Boy and Ray Park. And you had that phenomenal fight scene. And you know what it was? Majority, one big wide camera shot so we could see everything at lightning speed.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't see anything.
They were hiding Christopher Lee.
90% of the time, and it's because... I'm sure
he's an older man.
It's because he's an old guy. He can't swing that thing around. I mean, you know, Ewan is still young enough that obviously he can easily.
And we're
going to
get, I have a pretty good feeling we're going to get our lightsaber duel with Ewan versus Hayden in episode 3.
I hope so.
We better.
Because I love Christopher Lee, but he's too old. He can't whip that thing around. And if you go back and just watch the fight for fighting, you're going to see that a majority of the time when Christopher Lee is fighting, it's close-up shots on him, so he only has to swing a sword in front of the camera. That whole, almost 80% of the fight between him and Anakin is literally just close-up shots of Anakin's face, close-up shots of Lee's face, swinging the saber in front of the camera.
And then one really far off.
And then one really far off shot, and I'm like, what is this? Where is my cool balls-to-the-wall lightsaber fight that I get to see what's going on?
Well,
it was gone.
It built
wasn't
up
there.
The Yoda CGI. Yeah.
And frankly,
fight.
In my opinion, too, since fighting is supposed to be telling a narrative, the two fights previous to Yoda were way too short.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan's supposed to be this bad Mama Jama, and Dooku boom, boots his butt across the floor. So 30 seconds, we're done taking care of Obi-Wan. You know, and then less than 30 seconds, we're done taking care of Anakin. Good thing those guys were warm-ups and supposed to be the two best. You know, all this stuff about, you know, Obi-Wan's going, if you just pay attention, you'd be a swordmaster to rival Yoda. Let me tell you, Anakin's not rivaling Yoda in anything.
Yeah.
You know, the fights were so short, we didn't see anything. They looked pathetic. It looked like Obi-Wan was getting his butt kicked.
Let me tell you the last problem that I had with episode 2 that a lot of other people had. One whiny kid for a Star Wars movie is enough. Without,
Dad, get him, Dad! Kill them all, Dad! Dad, get him, Dad! Oh, Boba Fett! Dad, Dad!
I hated that kid. I could not.
So what you're saying is that Boba was the Jar Jar Binks of episode 2.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see
when he picked up the severed helmet. I just wanted to see, oh, Dad, big emotional moment, and then...
Oh, dude.
My.
And that'll be the end of Digital Armor Radio. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us.
I think
us.
We're out tonight.
We're out for the rest of the evening. Keep an ears open for the next one.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July. None of us can beatbox, so I can't, you know, send us out because I'm pathetic at beatboxing. But
I can try.
Don't even try.
Yeah, it's no good. So, for Digital Armor Radio, I'm Abe.
I'm Chris.
I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Wasta.
And we're out of here.
Bye-bye. Force.net humor. TheForce.net/humor. Chris Hanel at TheForce.net. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm still talking.
Turn off your mic, loser.
But
loser.
The force.net/humor.
Yeah, whatever. I've seen her naked, too.